بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضع للأنام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Inshallah, by the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to continue reading in his revealed book, the Holy Quran, the 55th chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Rahman, chapter of the Most Merciful. We are in section 1, and yesterday our reading stopped at where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاِقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْتِ وَلَا تُكْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. وَاِقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْتِ, you should keep to measurement in trade, in agreement, keep to those measurement with justice. If you are selling, so give the right quantity to the buyer based on the money he give. If it is an agreement, fulfill those agreements as it is being done. So normally we have trade, a tijara, and then we have ujula, an agreement. Trade, you come and pay money and you receive the good. Ujula, you pay money and then the services will be given to you. So in both the two cases, justice must be established. What you paid for should be what is given to you, not less. If you make it more than what he give, that one is hisani. But when you make it less than what the person paid for, that is riba. Wala tuksirul mizan, and you should not violate the measurement. You should not violate agreement of trade and agreement of services. So the verse today, wal ard wada'aha lil anam, wal ard, and then the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wada'aha, spread the earth, lil anam, for creatures. Anam here means creatures, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, that they live on the surface of the earth. Some are living inside the earth. Human beings and other land animals are living on top of earth. Then we have other animals going inside the earth, like ants and the rest. They go inside. So this is another mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he give us the earth. You can imagine, if the earth is taken away, you can imagine what will happen. We keep on sinking, going down into a bottomless, into a bottom without an end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the earth, it become a resting place. And then not only a resting place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the earth with mineral resources. We are not only living on earth, we are also using from the earth. Mineral resources are gotten from the earth. Petroleum is from the earth. Gold is from the earth. Columbite, tin, sulfur, and many other things. We get them from the earth. Apart from that, earth also becomes our plantation place. Farming is done on the earth, another blessing from God Almighty. And likewise, when we want to build, we also use the earth to build structures on the earth itself. So there are many blessings in the giving of the earth, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. فيهما فاكهة ونخل ذات الأكمام. On the earth, we have varieties of fruits. That is beneficial trees. Trees that used to bring out something that is edible. We consume it as human. So they are also known as commercial tree. Trees that have those things that your family alone cannot finish eating it. So you can decide after your family eat from the tree, you sell the rest. And that's why they are called a commercial tree. varieties of them, the citric family and the non-citric family, all are found on the earth. Wanakalun, and then the date farm. The date farm is also a tree of fruit. But because the Quran is talking with the Arabians, the most important tree to them is the date farm. Because it is only the Arab tribe that can live on date farm as food alone. No any other place on the world you will give somebody dates to take as a lunch and then give him to take as a dinner. And tomorrow give him as a... It's not possible here. Here we are used to other varieties of food. But the Arabs, they can live solely on dates. And that is why An-Nakalu is mentioned. That is, it's just like saying, on the earth there are commercial trees, particularly the date farm. Zatal akmam, and then there are those that their fruits are covered until you open before you get the fruit inside. Something like coconut. And there are those that their fruits are open. You just start eating it right away. We have something like grapes. The fruit is already out. You don't need to remove anything. You start eating straight. So we have varieties of them. All are blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Walhabbuzul
asbi wal rayhan. And the fakiha, that's the commercial trees. There is a commercial trees, and then there is a date farm. Then we have alhabbu. It now come to African context, grain. Here in Africa, our main source of food is grain. Either it's going to be maize, or guinea corn, or millet. So all of them are grain that normally the plant will grow and then it will bring it out. Now when you go back to pakeha are perennial plants. Perennial plant means it can live for more than 2 years. You plant it this year, it gives you fruit, it will still be around next year to give you fruit. Still be around the third year to give you fruit. So that is the perennial. Then we have the biennial plants. Biennial plants will only live for 2 years. To give you fruits this year, next year when it give you, that's the last. It will be gone. Then these crops that we are planting in Africa is only annual. When you plant maize, it can only give you the maize corn for just a year. After it give you that maize corn, the tree is no longer going to survive to second year. Second year, you have to plant again. So all these are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave to us, his creatures.
وَبِأَيَّ آلَاء رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
وَالْحَبُّ الْعَصْفِ. And then we have the grains, much of them coming in a folder. If it is a maize, there is a folder. You cannot just see the maize until you open the folder. But guinea corn doesn't have folder, isn't it? Millet also doesn't have. Warrehan, and this plant they use to give a smell, a very good smell. When you come to process them also, there will be smell. They will be emitting a very good smell. Pabi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban. Which out of the favors by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, humans and genie, are we denying? There is none. There is none of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we deny that God is unjust to us, or God does not care about us, or God does not deserve for us to be grateful and to show our gratitude to him. All the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are cleared and manifest. None we are going to doubt. So this is the first question. It appears 31 times in this particular chapter.
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار.
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار. You remember the previous section tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a human being. خلق الإنسان. Allamahul Bayan. So there it is mentioned man was created. So now this verse is going to explain further how was man created. Man here is referring to our ancestor. Collectively, insan, our ancestor, which is Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Nabi Adam alayhi salam was created min salsalin. He was molded from a clay. The angels mixed the clay with water, mold it into a shape as they were being directed by God to have two hands, two eyes, two ears, one mouth, two nostrils, two legs. That description was given to them by God, and they molded Adam from a clay. They allow him to dry. He keep on drying kalfakhar, just the same way in pottery is done. People who used to make pot, by the time they mold the pot into clay, they will allow it to dry. And it dry, it becomes a dry clay. So the same Adam alayhi salam was allowed to dry until the clay become dry. That is how Adam came into being. And then when soul is blown into him, those clay turns into tissue and skin. Meaning the actual creation was done by God. Angel only molded a clay. Clay dry and become a dry clay. But at the end, how does it become a tissue? How does it become skin? How does it become skeleton? How does it become there is a blood inside? Meaning angels only provide a structure. But the actual creation was done by God. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I created man with my hand. It's not the angels. Had it been the angel that did the creation, God would not say, I instructed angel to create Adam. No. They only provide a structure. They put a clay and the clay becomes skin and tissue and blood and bones. Meaning, something happened. And that is what God has done. That is why Kalakali Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created Adam. Min salsalin kalfakar, from that clay that has dried. The angels that put the clay and dry, then the actual creation starts after the clay dry.
Wa kalakal janna min
marijin min nar. Then the ancestor of genie was created from a molten flame. From a flame, a molten flame, then the shape was created, and he too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew soul onto it. So you can see, this is the pairing. This chapter is telling us about pairs. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things in pair. He created light. He created darkness. He created daytime. He created nighttime. And the most important creatures, he created them in pairs as well. Mankind created from clay. Genie created from fire, a molten fire. Fire usually doesn't have stability. And that is why genie are not stable. Their nature are not meant to be stable. Art is stable. And that's why man is stable. Fire is harmful, except in few cases. And that's where genie are always inflicting harms instead of benefit. Art in the most time is not harmful. It is what? It is infecting a benefit to others. So genie are created from a molten flame.
وَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
وَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which out of the favors of your Lord, genie and men, will you deny?
Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain.
Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created man from clay, created genies from molten flame. Rabbul Mashriqain. He is the Lord of the two eastern horizon. Wa Rabbul Maghribain, the Lord of the two western horizon. That is, he is a Lord in the west, he is the Lord in the east. Normally, the world is divided into this flame. We have the Eastern Bloc. We have the Western Bloc. In the Western Bloc, we have capitalist nation, capitalism, which the leader is America. We have the Eastern Bloc, where socialism bloc or socialist country are there. And the leader now is either Russia or China. It is divided. And the two theory differs. So is the Lord in both those horizons? Meaning, anywhere you go, is the same Lord. So you should not change worship because of change in your geography. If you are in the capitalist nation, do know that it's the same Lord. They serve him well. You are in the socialist nations, do know that it's the same God and serve him well there.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان Which out of the fables of your Lord, you genie and men, are you denying?
مرج البحرين يلتقيان
مرج البحرين يلتقيان
مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبقيان
This theory, later on somebody claimed he make a discovery. And then he was told that the Holy Quran also already mentioned this thing 1,000 years back. A scientist was working on sea. He now put his hand on one side of the water, put into his mouth, it is salty. He put his hand in the other side, put in his mouth, it is a fresh water. He now say he discovered in the same sea, there will be part that is salty and there will be part that is not salty. Thinking he made discovery, they told him this verse of the Holy Quran already mentioned it. Maraj al-Bahrain yal-Takyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that makes salt water live in the same sea with a fresh water. And they did not. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a barrier. We don't see the barrier. It's not a physical. But the barrier is there making the salt water not to come and change the fresh water. It doesn't allow the fresh water to come and dilute the salt water. One side, fresh water. One side, salt water. And in the same sea. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that does that.
وَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
وَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Which out of the fables of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, genie and mankind, will you deny?
يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ
يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ He is the one that make coral to be discovered out of the sea. Coral is marjan. Coral is a stone. Normally you get them from the sea. It's similar to gold in nature. He who doesn't know gold will thought it is a gold. It is also having that goldish color, orange, brownish. And it is used in making ornaments. And then lu'lu'u is pearl. Pearl is like diamond. It's also gotten from the sea. He who doesn't know diamond will thought lu'lu'u is diamond. So all of them are important ornament and expensive when you bring them to the market. Why? Because they are scarce. You only found them in the sea or in the sea area. So it's the same God who bring out lu'lu'u wal marjan. Here too, yes. If you take it, lu'lu'u is going in line with man. Marjan is going in line with genie. Why? Marjan is having similar color to fire. Lu'lu'u is having a similar color to earth. So the pairing continues. Lu'lu'u wal marjan. Later on, we are going to see the nymphs in paradise. That's the women of paradise. They are also created in two shapes. That is why when we come to read, they are also given this name. That some of the nymphs of paradise look like lu'lu'u. You will see them shining. And then some looks like coral. You remember creatures from this world that are going to paradise, there is men and genie. So if God made the women of paradise to be in the form of men, genie will not enjoy them. If he make them in the form of genies, men will not enjoy them. So that's why the name of paradise are two. Those in the shape or called lu'lu'u are those that are purely women that will satisfy men. Those that are called marjan are women more in the satisfaction of genie. So that when a genie come and the wife will just be like a genie to him, the way he like it. Then, yakruju minhuma lu'lu'u wal marjan, and lu'lu'u is hard. Marjan is a little soft, it can be blended. But you cannot blend lu'lu'u, you only cut it the way it is and make ornament out of it. So this also give another fear. Flexible and not flexible. Things we have in this world, there are flexible things and there are those things that they are not flexible.
Walaw al-jawar al-munshatu fil barikal a'lam. Okay. Fabi'ayya ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban.
Fabi'ayya ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban. Which out of the favors of your Lord, genie and man, will you deny?
Walaw al-jawar al-munshatu fil barikal a'lam.
Walaw al-jawar al-munshatu fil barikal a'lam. And it is on those sea waters, we have ships. When you see the ships, it's just like a mountain. Some ships are more than a mountain. There was a ship that, inside it, there is a stadium. There are hotels. There are lodge where people can stay. So it's just like another town. And that is why much of the captain of a ship, by the time you take away the ships to them, you take away their world. That is where they are used to. Lahu jawarul munsha'atu fil bahri kal a'lam. Bigger ships that they look like a mountain and they are moving inside the sea.
Fabi'ayya ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban.
Fabi'ayya ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban. Which out of the favors of your Lord, men and genie, will you deny?
Kullu man 'alayha fan. Wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram.
Kullu man 'alayha fan. Two habitat were described to us, land and water. We have seen them and all the blessing on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the earth and the water, meaning the surface, because our surface will either be land or water. So this surface and anything on top of it or inside it, fan, will be annihilated. When we say fan, it's not finishing. Normally, a fuel may finish in a machine, but the machine is there. So you cannot say fan in Arabic. Fan means there is no fuel, there is no machine. They were gone. So annihilation means they were nowhere. They ceased to exist. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said everything will cease to exist. Everything will be gone. وَيَبْقَى وَجُهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. What will remain is the face of your Lord, ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, who is of majesty and bounty. So these are two important theories in tasawuf. Fana, the ba'an ba'a. Fana, you acknowledge, even before things were annihilated, you have even annihilated yourself. That's fana'i. You are not existent because your existence is temporal and illusion. Then ba'a, you sustain to exist. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the side, Rasulullah is facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fana'i. He dissolved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He annihilated in the hadratu ilahiyya. He doesn't see himself while he was there. All what he sees is God. He doesn't even see the creatures. And that is why Rasulullah will sleep with ablution and wake up and pray. Why? Because once he go to sleep, he started a temporal fana'i, and it's only God that is with him. That's why his ablution is intact. The other side of Rasulullah looking at the creatures, Baqa'a, he is a mercy to those creatures, and those creatures are in his mind, trying to connect them to God Almighty and to give them mercy of God. وَيَبْقَى وَجُّ رَبِّكَ ذُّ الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And then the face of your Lord. Here, face is meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Zati. The Wahhabis interpret it as face. And then a particular scholar said, if you say it means face, there is a place where God says his hand. Are you saying his hand also fana, leaving the face? So face is metaphorical, meaning the Zati of God. Zatul Haq will remain. So it's just like saying Zatul Haq, that is the wajhu, Rabbika, Zul Jalali wal Ikram.
Bi ayya ala irabbikuma tukazziban.
Bi ayya ala irabbikuma tukazziban. Which out of the favors of your Lord, jinni and men, will you deny?
يزعلوا من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن
يسألوه من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن يسألوه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that each second somebody is praying to God, asking God to give him. Man fi samawati, those inside the heaven angel are asking God, praying for God to give them. Those on the earth surface are praying. Those inside other planets are praying. Those inside other stellars are praying to God. Those inside another galaxies are praying. So if not God, who is going to attend to all those prayers? Because of that, kulli yawmin huwa fi sha'an. Each day there were requests coming to God Almighty. Some of them smaller requests, some of them very big requests, some of them wise requests, some are even foolish requests. Some requests are done pronounced loudly, some are pronounced in the mind. Some requests come in the form of request, some requests come in the form of flea. So he is the Lord that accepts all those requests. There was a man who was able to go for pilgrimage, and he was in Arapat. In Arapat, he was so happy to come to pilgrimage and to stand on Arapat. So when he raised his hand to pray, he only asked for one thing. He said, Allah, grant me ability to come back to Arapat again. And Allah make him to come the second time. He also prayed, God, grant me ability to come to Arapat again. He come the third time. He prayed, he came the fourth time. He prayed, come the fifth time. He came to Arafat up to 33 times. So on the 33, he went to raise his hand and pray. May Allah make me to come to Arafat again. He was shy. He said, I've been asking God for 33 times. He was answering me. Can I still ask him again? He didn't ask. So that Arafat, he didn't ask. And he didn't return to Arafat. He died. So Allah is the only one that you ask him, he will not be angry with you. Ask and ask and ask, he will give you. In fact, when you stop asking him, then he will get angry. He's the only one. When it is a human being, you come and ask the first time, he will give you. Second time, he will prompt his face. Third time, he will send you away. Why are you disturbing me? He will send you away, but God doesn't. We don't have time, but okay, so any question?
Larawani alhamdulillah rabbil alamin arrahmani maliki yawmiddin iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin amin allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammad al-fatih lima ughliq wal khatim lima sabaqa nasrul haqq bil haqq wal hadi ila siratal mustaqim wa ala alihi haqqa qadrihi wa jalali azim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun assalamu alal mursalin wa الحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.